Yuval Shestalov is founder of Manzi Literature, the first part. The set of problems in Yuval Shestalov books was largely determined in his childhood, in years when his personal psychological problems and as well as his mental and spiritual principles evolved. We will present some moments of the writer's life that influenced the evolution of his world wife before he turned to literary work. The writer spent his childhood in a Manzi village in the taiga, the village Kwakyak. He lost some of his loved ones early in life. His grandfather, his grandmother, and his mother. Since they had been 8 years old, Shestalov had lived his father's new family in the hunter village Tegi. In his school, the children were taught in Russian only. He wrote his first poem when he was 12 years old. For his high school education, he went to boarding school in the village Berezovo. This was a very significant time in the life of the future poet, because he was a witness of the first gas blowout in Siberia. This event was a turning point not only in his home country, but also in Shestalov's mind. In that September night, the earth trembled, reverberated. Oh, what happened? The sky was terrible behind the stone building of our school at the edge of the village, where of oil rig had stood yesterday like an iron stairway to heaven. Now there was a blazing fire in the night, a dangerous fire which was destined to snare to shake the region, to renew it. At school day, we were soon attracted by the profession of geologist. Maybe after finishing school, Shestalov could choose the way geologist, Kozovik oilman, but on the recommendation of the district executive community, they entered the Leningrad Pedagogical Institute. There he meets mentors, which make sure the talented students turn to literary work. They were the Manzi language teachers Alexei Nikolaevich Baladin and the teachers of literature of peoples on the north Mikhail Grigoryevich Voskobonnikov. This principle helped to recognize by poets the need to create a new type of national poetic culture. Shestalov remembers we graduated only in the Leningrad. When I was very far from my native land, I learned to understand and feel a beauty, possibility, language of my small nation. Probably it would be happened. It would wasn't if we find influence a Russian language. Yuval Shestalov began to write by the end of the 1950s of the 20th century. More a deliberate manifestation, his talent happened in the 1960s. This period are characterized by notable revival of the literary process. His first poem is Sen Maze, 1955. The first published poems of Shestalov are The Obi, 1966. Daily Winter, 1956. His poems were published in 1957 in the Ханты-Мансийск district paper The Lenin Trust and in the magazine Neva. Since this period, reader began to open for yourself the poetry of Shestalov, a collection of poems Makim Art, 1958, Aroma of My Land, published in Manzi language. After 1 year, he becomes the center of book in Russian language, Sing My Stars, 1959. Dudinin translated Shestalov's verse. In 1916, published not bigger collection of poems Manzi Pavlen Nyavromet, for children of Manzi villages. In 1960, published a collection of poems Misne, themes of books connected with poetic image events and personages of native land, fledgling poems sold by Norse nature, where we found Essenant's own moods and royal feeling. Чудный лес как будто дышит, дремлет, он словно улыбается, как в мансийских сказках сказывается. Misne, лесная, сказочная фея там ходит, живет. Подобно стройной веточке, Misne высока, как северный край. Она красива, как жаркий костер. Она горяча, как прекрасная женщина. Она горда. Шубу с орнаментами птиц и зверей она надевает, на солнце блестит, как березка в морозном инии. Ходит она поступью мансийской женщины, нежно и тихо звенят ее косы. И хотя по всей огромной северной земле скачет, словно в пляске, суровая метель, в глазах скромной добросердечной весны отражается жаркое солнце. Если взглянет, снег от взора тает, и веселье в сердце входит, стариков печали сразу исчезает, злые недуги от страха тело покидают. Коль печально ум приходит, мясной рядом окажется, сердцу, жаждущему сердечное слово, милый она скажет. Мясне, мясне, сердечная женщина, подходит быть для меня подругой. Мое холодное сердце, как огонь костра, зовет тебя горячая мясне. Чудный лес как будто дышит, дремлет, он словно улыбается, как в мансийских сказках сказывается. Мясне, сказочная лесная фея, там ходит, живет. Где только я смогу ее найти, ведь лес вокруг бы такой большой, но все равно я буду ее искать. И есть в моем сердце сила. In parallel with modern subjects in this concept, a homeland, a land, a man, a time, poet sounds and seem about past. Since 1960, activity developed the genre of the story in the Soviet literature, in which national equipments finds a more pictorial expression. The perspective direction of young literatures of North and Far East and development are development of the art, essay and political journalism. Shestalov, among other writer Northerners, turns to prose. In beginning he had created many newspapers, articles about people of their region, small stories, sketches which possess talently a local flavor. After created work he had included in the plots of short novels A Blue Wind of Kaslania, 1964, and When Rocked Me Sun, 1972. A Blue Wind of Kaslania in the Diary of One Kaslania is this short novel attention of writers to focus it on the life and activity of reindeer breeder. Kaslania, its way of the nomads, its long and difficult road from the Ob to the Ural, in which not seven times to part in the way of warm the chum, and more. Not seven stamps to be passed, and more. Not seven thought you change your mind, and more. Not seven time to test yourself, and more. The story consists mainly of portrait chapters devoted to the participant of Kaslania. The chapters are interested with landscape sketches of the right Mansi. The sound of the lyrical narrative moves from description of nature, thoughts about life, about childhood. The main idea of the novel, the questions of the future of reindeer herders and reindeer herders in the north. The wider is the questions of fate of the native people. The second story, When Rocked Me Sun, appears as the encyclopedia of national life in which the whole life of the Manti is associated with the spirit. There are tales, songs and legends in the story. They are involved in the development of the plot, help to recreate the picture of nature life in all clarity and expressiveness. With their help reveal feelings and thought of the hero. The writer refers to the origins and roots of his own biography, reflect on the historical destiny on the nation, and stares at his present future. To travel back in time, a short biography of the poet and its extent, it moving together with your thought and feeling in the form of the father, lyrical Solvala. Shestalov creates the poem in the writing period stories. A Pogan poem the criticism gave the highest evolution. Yuri Prokushev believes that this is one of the outstanding work of our multinational Soviet literature, one of the best modern poems. Mikhail Voskobojnikov said the Pogan poem have announced to the world about birth of the great Soviet writer. Shestalov notes that in the poem, I tried to portray the man of the north without exotic embellishment, relaying in Mansi folklore the wisdom of old legend, which has absorbed centuries-old spiritual experience of the people. She started working on the story The Mystery Sony 9 after 1972. In the story The Mystery Sony 9 seamlessly interact with two principles, mythical and folk civilized, which emphasizes the degree of talent of the writer. She started considers and especially significant great work of novel tale Fire of Healing. As this is tales consciously create work about their life. Novel The Story is a saga, a biography of family genius of Shestalov. It has four song destinies, song of grandfather by the mother's song, father's song, and song of the ace narrator and lyrical hero. After 1990, Shestalov refers to journaling that raises the several problems of ecology and the future of the indigenous people of the North. Shestalov published the essay Revolution of Antal Regulae in 1993. Thus, the writer rejected the created of a major prose work. Shestalov explores the memory of centuries in this work, as in the poem Julian, he rewrites history. Using genuine materials, research restored the path of the Hungarian scientist Antal Regulae. During these years, the writer continues to create poetic works. These have the form of spells and prophecy. His shamanistic cuneiform, as defined by Ionian, preaches planetary and cosmic confessions. The writer investigated religious and philosophical views of the people, traditions, rites, and ideas about the earth, the cosmos. The writer knows how to use the words growing up in the modern world, but from an early age absorbed the wonderful world of folk traditions. He has continued the aspirations of the ancestors to protect nature, the earth's harmony. Tracing the career of the writer, we have identified and understood the main features of his creativity, individuality, and worldview, and attitude of Shestalov was influenced by the event of time, starting in Leningrad, the oil and gas development in the north, restricting change of place of residence. All the events have made their mark, but the writer always remained faithful to nation tradition. From the very beginning of the writer's career, he realized the importance of the native world. Its purpose was to show the reader the wonderful world and childhood, the beauty of the age, to reveal the person in the north. In the beginning of creative way, Ivan Shestalov created works in their native language. The poet sincerely and confidentially reveals Joseph's feelings, but it takes a little time, and his work in field with social problems, he turns to journalism. When he works turn into leisurely thoughts of story reflection. In 1919 years, the tone in the works was caused by changes in the socio-political situation in the country, perestroika. The poet travels to Hungary. At this time, he observed a certain decline in creativity. He is confused, depressed. The cry of his soul sunk in the cry of the crane. A new stage of creativity begins with this work. The author has shifted the emphasis of artistic creation towards and religion philosophical publicism. His achievement are not superficial philosophy. Behind each concept is felt intense artistic meditation. Concentration feelings. His task is creativity to contribute to the spiritual development of his contemporaries. Shestalov does not depart from folk traditions. He appeals to the ancient spells praise. His art comes from inspiration in sign. When the writer becomes a symbolic thinking. In the process of creativity, Ivan Shestalov, there is contained movement of this poetic perception of the world, caused not only by time events. The change of stage of the Russian history in the history of the Mansi people, but also trends, rapid development and the updating began that has always been inherent in Shestalov as a creativity person is biographical creativity, open lyricism, relevance on native folklore. The search method of the poet, novelist, publicism, bright and individuality variable explored the possibility of creating a single text of Shestalov. In different periods, there is a present a classic example for a generalized hero representing the people in the work Shestalov. Such a single person reveals a world of diverse relationship. The writer makes his hero a participant in the entire complex historical interaction of human life and his individual perception of the world. The writer has shifted the emphasis of artistic creation towards a religion, philosophical publicism in the post-Soviet period, but also in her life and get a different sound, inherent motifs of the author, images, rhythm, etc., preparing the new return to prose in recent years. Я ноги имеющий соболь, я гибкий соболь, я имею древнюю мудрость, по ветвям елей я прыгаю, я имею свою песню. Много раз из лука в меня прицеливались, железными стрелами меня убивали. Я, соболь, имеющий древнюю мудрость, продолжаю жить, живу, древнюю песню свою пою. Человек хвалится золотой земли, золотой нефтью. Человек хвалится, как будто, оставив меня без своей соболей шубы, станет будущим долго жить. Только я свою соболью цену знаю. На голове бояр я когда-то сидел шапкой, красовался на груди цариц воротником, и на царской голове красовался. По Москве я ходил, в Париже меня покупали. Сколько же раз они для своей радости в качестве подарка меня подносили. И пусть меня огнем пугают, и пусть меня убить пытаются, но я, соболь, имеющий древнюю мудрость, продолжаю жить. Живу, древнюю песню свою пою, человек. Только знай, у моей золотистой шубы золотая цена, как золото в цене поднимается.